The news has come out that Hinsdale County, through its partnerships, has been able to purchase the island, the peninsula, on Lake San Cristobal. How do you feel about that news?
We are unbelievably excited.
How did all of this come together?
We've spent the last several months working really closely with Trust for Public Land, and we're so fortunate to receive the GOCO grant to match those funds. We've worked with a Friends of Lake San Cristobal citizen group, the Ben Brownlee Memorial Fund, and really our community has all just sort of stepped up and chipped in for this amazing project.
What was the public aspect of this? How did that come together to raise those funds?
We have a citizen-driven group called Friends of Lake San Cristobal that has really been out there advocating for this as a project. We've had the success of having donations as big as $60,000 and as small as $20. And so it's really brought together all of us in just a really positive project.
What will this purchase mean for Hinsdale County?
The peninsula and the islands are sort of the crown jewel within Lake San Cristobal, and anyone who lives in Lake City knows that we sort of talk about the lake every day. Is the ice on the lake? How thick's the ice? What color's the water today? Is the boat dock back in? And so, you know, this sort of purchase really for us kind of cements our protection and love of that Lake San Cristobal property.
What will be done with the land?
So we will be, later this month at a commissioner's meeting, we'll be approving a request for qualifications and get that out to get a design team with us on board. We're really focused on making sure that any kind of infrastructure is really low impact and protects, and is, we want to be good stewards of this land. So we've talked about really small improvements, a little amphitheater, new restrooms, some walking trails, and so we'll be doing that together with our community over the next few months.
Where did the idea of purchasing the land come from?
You know, the peninsula has been eyed by boards of county commissioners for decades. The property itself is just such a spectacular spot and location that you can't help but feel like it should be available for public use when you're standing there. So the idea has been percolating for a good 20 years.
Now it's happened. When did the plan start in the motions to actually get a GOCO grant, to get a citizens group going? How long has that effort been in place?
You know, that effort has really been over the last few months. We started having conversations in August, September, October. So really, in the grand scheme of things, it's been a very quick project. As Patrick Gardner of Trust for Public Land said last night, it's been a really smooth project, which was not what I thought. As I said at a meeting, the planets have literally aligned for us to make this happen. It's just been a really smooth project, and we've had a lot of support.
Now, with the land in possession, what will be the first steps?
Our first step will be to hire a design team to help us figure out the community vision and what we want to see. We have several grants identified for infrastructure that we'll be submitting in the March round of grants. And the new commissioner board that we will have seated in January, one of our tasks will really be to firm up policies around the use of the peninsula. We want to really make sure that we are thoughtful and methodical with how we open that property up for public use.